Well, playing the role of Simon on tonight's Vanderbilt, Tennessee broadcast is this man, Joe Fisher. Joins
that
us on the
absolutely pathetic, AJ.
Joe, what I thought was interesting last night, before we get into the matchup, for a little while last night, I'm seeing that UMass wins at Dayton, that DePaul's leading 21st-ranked Villanova late in the second half, and Georgia Tech is leading top-ranked North Carolina, and I'm thinking Vanderbilt's RPI is about to go through the ceiling.
Absolutely.
And then about one out of three ain't bad.
Yeah, well, playing them helps the RPI, I guess. And DePaul had already beaten Villanova once this season, so maybe pulling two in a row would have been too much to ask. But I thought the same thing. I thought, well, our non-conference schedule is looking better and better all the time, isn't it?
Joe, we brought something up last year, and I got to give Whitecheck credit because he was in on the ground floor of this, and when he first said it, I thought he was absolutely nuts. And that was when Bruce Pearl first came to Tennessee and had phenomenal success, you know, he said it would have an adverse effect on Kevin Stallings and the Vanderbilt program, and I disagreed. So Kevin more or less admitted that, and it's interesting how that whole sort of dynamic that exists now between Vanderbilt and Tennessee, where Bruce wins, Kevin wins, Bruce goes out and knocks him dead in recruiting, and Kevin and his staff do maybe the best under-the-radar job in college basketball. Mm-hmm. And here they be, you know, a game on national TV tonight among two teams that are both ranked in the top 20.
I think it, whether people wanted to admit it or not, it raised the bar for a lot of people when Bruce came into Knoxville, and his style, his aggressive play, his recruiting, his flamboyance, all that, I think made everybody take it up another notch. And you know, I don't know that it's coincidence necessarily that Vanderbilt is doing its best recruiting over the last couple of years, but certainly they have done that. And I really enjoy it. Being a guy from here, having been born and raised here,
it's
and I was talking to one of the guys at Kentucky on Saturday, and we were talking about this is kind of the way it's supposed to be in this conference in basketball. Tennessee and Vanderbilt, you know, in Kentucky should all be mixing it up in contention for the title every year, and people are beginning to feel that that's where it's getting back to. Certainly Florida's in the mix, and others are as well, but the old rivalries are beginning to mean more and more now because all of these teams are elevating, and certainly Vanderbilt and Tennessee tonight is one of the featured games in the country. You know, you're playing on a Thursday night, national TV audience, and this is what you play for.
You know, as far as three-point shooting goes, it's interesting to me that Chris Lofton and Shane Foster are second and third all-time in the SEC in three-pointers, man.
Yeah, it is. Shane's over 300 now. He's an all-time Vanderbilt leader in that regard, and he can thank A.J. Ogilvie for a lot of it this year because he's gotten some pretty decent looks because of the threat inside. You know, Chris, I'll never forget the three that Chris hit at the end of the half last year in Nashville. You remember that one?
About a 35-footer.
Oh, it had to be 35 feet, and so I don't think anybody is going to take for granted the fact that he's struggling shooting. They're still going to have to keep a hand in his face at all times because you know how it is. Once a guy starts to come out of it, he'll hit a bunch in a row and bury you, and certainly Chris Lofton can do that.
Are you surprised that Tennessee's favored by double figures in this game against a Vanderbilt team that's 16-1?
No, not really. And I don't know how many people pay attention to that necessarily, but you know, for those that do, no, they're playing so well at home. You know, Vanderbilt coming off of a situation where they've gotten off to a rough start now for two or three games in a row, and if you do that like they did last year in Knoxville, it's going to be awfully hard to come back from it. And so I'm not necessarily surprised at that. I think this is going to be one of those years where, you know, Tennessee's favored there, and then you come to Nashville and it's a pick 'em or whatever. So, of course, that's way on down the road. But I wasn't surprised when I saw that.
Joey talked earlier in the show about coaching moves in college football and the money involved in all of that. And you know, you think about Bobby Johnson's staff, and it's pretty much been the same with a couple of exceptions since he's been here for 6 years.
I think that's a big plus, too. They've been able to keep those guys together, the continuity of the staff. I think the school has stepped up, you know, and increased pay for assistant coaches. I think that's a big part of why they've been able to keep them together. And I know the guys, it's great for the players to not have to go through what I've heard some players go through, where you get a revolving door defensive coordinator every couple of years or whatever, and guys have to learn three different systems in their 4 years there. And I think it's much easier on the players and much more successful that way. So, and I think one of the other things, a lot hasn't really been talked about much, I know some of these assistants have been courted for other jobs, including some head coaching jobs at times, and they've been able to still maintain the staff here.
raise your eyebrows a little bit to see Ken Austin as the offensive coordinator at Ole Miss.
I remember that. Who was it they played, that Knoxville team that year they played in the championship game? It was cold, and he used to throw a Jimmy Hockaday, didn't he?
Jimmy Hockaday went to Georgia.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's great to see him back. He did kind of come out of nowhere, didn't he? But I'm sure that'll be great for him to be back, and Houston Nutt brings somebody that's an Ole Miss guy in there. That should be a really good fit.
Joe, thanks as always. We'll be listening tonight.
We'll be in Knoxville. See you guys at 5 o'clock.